Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength coaching and Warrior Mind training, please visit www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be located at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. I missed last week's podcast. I was conducting another Second Passage Vision Quest breakthrough session, and it was just amazing. The person who participated in it came in just feeling lost, out of control, not knowing what to do, how to take action, just problems all around. And in 2.5 days, we're able to get decisions made, focused, find out the individual's purpose, their vision, their mission, worked on some limiting beliefs, realigned values, and now going to follow up with a year of coaching to create the strategies and tactics to make sure that that vision comes through. It was just an amazing, amazing event. And just a little plug here is, if you have that feeling that there is more to life than what you're living, or if things aren't just working out right for you and you've been at it for quite a while, contact me. This is a great, great, great session. 2.5 days of intense. I take care of the lodging. I take care of the food. I pick you up at the airport. We go into a beautiful, beautiful retreat area. No TV, no radios, no external communications. And we just focus on you. And we work down to the core. And we get exposed exactly what's holding you back. Release it. Exactly where do you want to go, and work on that. So contact me if this sounds of an interest to you, and you can contact me off the website. But today in this episode, I'd like to talk about, from the books I've been reading and things I've been listening to, and actually even through this past weekend, there's this concept of communication. Well, it's not a concept. We do communicate. But unfortunately, many times the communication level that we're using isn't conducive to what we're trying to describe, and that probably is very confusing. So what I'm going to discuss here is there are four levels of communication, and this four comes up a lot because I look at, the medicine wheel and helping individuals center themselves through the physical, the mental, emotional, and spiritual. Well, these levels also have a different language that goes along with them, and a different part of ourselves. So this gross material world that we're in, the physical world, this we evaluate through our consciousness, our conscious mind, and we use words to describe it. And actually, words are more of an archetype. An archetype is a figure or something that represents a lot of stuff behind it. And so the words that we use are archetypes or signs or icons. Because I could say, think of a tree. Well, without describing exactly the tree, you're going to come up with your own representation. I could even say, think of an oak tree. And it's going to be different in your mind than my mind. So the words, we have to understand that the words that we use, we think that everybody understands what we say. And this is where miscommunication comes in, because the words that we are using to describe something is actually moving up to the second level, which is the mental, which is sometimes our unconscious. But let's just stay here at the physical level. When you start describing something that you are seeing or wanting or having, it's so limited. The words that we use are just so limited that it's capable of actually using these words to describe. However, we have to have some sort of a common language. That's why we have dictionaries and thesauruses, is to try to point as many directions to a object or a situation as possible. And this is done on the conscious level or our conscious mind. Then when we work into our mental part of it, this is where our unconscious comes in, when we move to the mental. And this is our unconscious works with us in pictures and symbols. So when you're meditating or contemplating something, you'll most likely get some symbols around it. Dreaming is a perfect one, right? We're really connected with our unconscious when we're dreaming, and we have all these symbols. And these are larger sets of icons. So we have this one picture in our head that means many, many things, and our unconscious is communicating to us with pictures and symbols. And in that, when we put a word to that symbol, we're now reducing the effect of that, because when the word doesn't describe it, oh, I saw a square in my dream. Well, what type of square? Was it this? Was it that? What color of it? So the word then condenses the symbol or the picture that our unconscious is trying to give us some instructions behind. And so by working with the symbols, we're able to closely enough be able to decipher them for our own world. Let me move up to the emotional level, and that can be through our higher self, our highest consciousness, and that's expressed to us through feelings. And we have these internal representations, these feelings inside of us that are attached to a word and to a picture or to something we see. And so the higher level of energy or the higher level of communication through our higher self is done through feelings. And we've all had this gut feeling if we should do something or not. Well, there's no picture with it. There's no word with it. But there's this gut feeling, this feeling in our gut, obviously, that says, yes, do it, don't do it. This is a way our higher self, our higher consciousness communicates with us. And this is one of the most accurate methods of communication is through our feelings. Next would be our unconscious, which is the symbols, and the least effective way of communication is through words. But let me move up to the spiritual area, and that is basically our cumulative consciousness. That's everybody's consciousness. That's the highest consciousness, and that is expressed in energy. And energy is that metaphysical state, right? Those quarks and all the stuff that's talked about and what the bleep. And this is just a knowingness of life that you go through. You just know. You can't put it into words, and you can't put feelings around it. You can't put a picture on it. You just know. There's things that you know, and that is from that highest level of consciousness. And then you tie them all together, and it's an experience. So when you have a profound experience, you are communicating, you're trying to communicate with the words by saying it's a profound experience, but you also have pictures and symbols that come to you. You have these feelings, you have this knowingness. So these huge experiences can't be put into words. And that's effectively what the word mystery comes from, meaning you cannot put it into words. So mystery schools, the modern ones and the ancient ones, were full of the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual, but tied together, it was an experience that couldn't be put into words. And where we get into challenges is that we are walking through the world in this gross material level, and we try to use a word, a physical layer, to describe something emotional, which is two layers up, or describe a picture. And the word just doesn't do it justice. It doesn't do what we dreamed or what we feel. We call something good, bad, I feel this, I feel that. But that word is so limited in its ability to describe exactly the feeling that we're having. And if you hear some noise in the background, apologize. It's my cat, Whitney, just letting me know that she's agreeing with everything that I'm saying. But these four layers is where we get hung up on when we try to communicate with somebody what we're feeling. We put a word into it. And I don't have a solution for how to do it, but just an understanding that whatever word we use isn't going to do it justice, isn't going to convey the message correctly. As well as when we're receiving that, to be conscious that the word that somebody else is using may not be describing it exactly the way they're perceiving it, whether it's a picture, a feeling, or even an experience, and that we need to just accept that for what that is and not project our own onto it. It's very difficult. However, if we're trying to get feedback, then we need to, in NLP, chunk it down and get very, very specific. And that's the only way to really effectively communicate, is by chunking down in a business world or a relationship world and get down to some very common words and common expressions that we can both agree on. But that is very seldom done, because we're using first level, and I call that the physical level, to describe a third level experience, feelings. And it's just, it's a big, big mismatch there. So I hope this is kind of, this is a shorter podcast than normal, because it's one of those ones where you can just keep talking about it, but unless you contemplate on it and think about it and experience it, it's just going to be a bunch of words. So even this podcast itself is using words to describe a second level, a third level, and a fourth level way of existing. That is the mental, emotional, and spiritual. So what I'd like to ask is, during the time preceding or following this podcast, is think about that. Think about a symbol that comes to mind, a picture that comes to mind, and how could you, when you say, oh yeah, I had a dream about a monster. Well, if you took the time to describe that, you'd be there forever. So this is the way the unconscious communicates with you. So understand that when you're using a first level method of communication, that is words, that you're not accurately describing the picture, the emotions, and the energy behind it. And being aware of that, and really try to get into it and experience, whether through meditating, through exercise, where all of those will come into place, and just understand how trying to shove all that experience into a few words, like, oh man, how was vacation? It was awesome. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means, you know, so many things behind it, that you're not doing it justice, as well as when you are receiving that word, it is not doing justice from the person delivering it to you. So being aware that there is some miscommunication can help with communication. And so with that, just you know, something to contemplate and think about. And with that, remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.